Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, we watched it last night. Just a surgeon-like, precision-type performance from none other than Tom Brady.
But wait a minute, Chris. Can you perform a, what'd you say, a surgical performance?
Surgical precision.
But
he ate up the Colts with surgical precision.
But the only problem is it's easier to have surgery when the patient's already dead and they don't move at all. That's what that was.
How you dead when the quarter? See, thank you.
They were dead. That team was dead.
He was feeling good about himself with his little "let's kick some ass" comment.
Please.
You know,
they were already dead. That was easy. Come on, man. That was like taking.
Andrew Luck threw for 365 yards.
Their defense is awful.
Andrew Luck of old too.
Yeah, all of that is when the game is over. Exactly. That we would have to rate that in the Stat Padford Index. Which is once you're down by two touchdowns with less than 10 minutes to go and you start piling up these stats and numbers, they don't count. I don't care what you say, they don't count.
His numbers were legit, though. In fact, he had a ton of drops. If he hadn't had some drops, I mean, who knows what would have happened.
Everybody has drops. It's called football. That's what that is.
But he had, I think, 5 drop passes or something like that. It was 24-17 at one point. So, hey. You know, so it was a competitive, fairly competitive game. I mean, obviously the Patriots had control throughout.
Quarterback rating 79.4. That's nothing to write home about. He had 2 picks. Stop it, Chris. It wasn't a good game.
He was throwing to practice level scout team receivers and had a running back, scout team running back. I mean, they're banged up.
I know they're banged up.
No T.Y. Hilton.
I told you yesterday what they were missing.
You don't care 2 cents about the Indianapolis Colts. You're just saying all of this to belittle what the New England Patriots did.
Not at all.
Which is to win their second straight game impressively.
Beat a good team, and then you call me.
Well, first of all, in the AFC, it's going to be every 4th week or so that you meet a good team.
All right, well, I'll wait to see
it. Let's just keep it real.
We'll see what happens. What's their next game, the Chiefs? Is that the next game?
I think they do have the Chiefs next.
Lee, can you look that? Alex, you sure? Okay. I think it's the Chiefs.
I think it is the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I think it is the Chiefs.
So that's the next game, and that'll be a game. We'll see what happens. We'll see how if that defense can do anything and if Tom Brady can outplay Patrick Mahomes. So we'll see that.
Tom Brady now has somebody to throw to. He has somebody to throw to now.
He had other guys to throw to the last couple of weeks.
No, he didn't. He had Rob Gronkowski.
They had uniforms on, and they could play in the National Football League.
I don't care. Every NFL player is not created equal, and you know it.
Chris, you know.
All right, Julian Edelman comes back. 7 receptions. Open things up. And how about Josh Gordon? How about Josh Gordon catching Brady's 500th TD pass of all time? Gives him a deep threat. And did you notice that Sony Michel was running the ball a lot better? I wonder why. Maybe because the passing game has opened things up.
Maybe they were playing a bad team that was missing. They're missing like so many starting players and number one. They should have won that game at home. That's no special. They didn't change anything or convince me that they're back on track because they beat a bad team at home. They were supposed to win that game.
Did they not convince? Are they not one of the top 3 teams in the AFC?
I guess by default, the same way Tom Brady won the MVP by default last year.
He didn't win it. He won the MVP.
No, he won it by default.
We don't know what Carson Wentz would have done in those
last 3 games. Can you look up the numbers, Chris? Carson Wentz had more touchdowns and less.
I'm not a numbers guy.
Well, of course not, because they don't work for you. And he had less touchdowns. Hey, Lee, I bet you had a higher quarterback rating. Can you go check it out?
Part of the job, Rob, is being there. Was he there?
What? He missed the last 2.5 games. What do you want him to do? He got hurt.
All right, then you can't be the MVP when you miss almost, what, a quarter of the NFL season.
So when Tom Brady was suspended for four games and he missed, he couldn't
did
have
he
won
win
the
MVP?
No, but he didn't play well. All right, then. I'm just asking.
All right. It don't happen. It doesn't happen. So, Rob, I just want you to, look, why can't you just admit? See, you got pride, my man. Why you got too much pride? You know pride goes before the fall.
That's okay. I'll fall anytime. I'm going
to
hold on to my pride.
To admit that you were premature in burying the New England Patriots.
I'm not premature. I'm telling you, that defense is no good. They're not.
Oh, and Kansas City's is.
No, but at Kansas City, every year they lose two. They were 4-0 last year.
What, you only like
they
one
lost
team 4-0? In the AFC. You only like one team in the AFC.
I love Jacksonville.
I know.
And they're
going
to go to the AFC because they've given up four touchdowns in 4 weeks. Four, Chris.
They have lost the game.
But they lost one game.
And it wasn't to a juggernaut.
They lost 9-6 to the Titans. I know. I know the score.
The Titans? These aren't Denzel Washington's Titans.
I got it.
These are Marcus Mariota's. And that's nothing to write home about. They're still number one in your rankings. They're gonna be 6-3, number one in your rankings.
Hey, Lee, can you give me you got last year Carson Wentz's number?
Year.
Yeah, I just want to just
why are you bringing up?
Because I want to. You got the what do you have? The quarterback.
Are you saying he should have been the MVP last year?
His numbers were better than Brady. Go ahead, Lee.
Should Carson Wentz have won the MVP award last year?
Yeah, his numbers were better than Brady. That's my point.
But he missed three games.
Two and a half.
Okay, two and a half. That rounds up to three.
All right. I still think if somebody has better numbers than somebody who played more games than him, he had more touchdowns and he had less interceptions. And I bet you had a better quarterback rating.
If he had been available for all 16 games, even 15 of them, he would have won. But he wasn't available, and they went on to win the Super Bowl without him. And I got news for you. Since you like burying people, I'm burying the Eagles.
Don't bury the Eagles.
They're not winning. I guarantee. We already got a bet, I think. Wings,
we do. We got wings
they're
on it.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They're not even getting there.
Hey, Lee, can you give me those numbers, please? Let me hear.
All right, you
curious.
Might be just slightly disappointed here, Rob. Carson
Lee,
Wentz.
I can't hear you. Wait a minute. Hello? Is there a problem with the mic?
I would have thrown you a bone and said, never mind, Lee, but nah, go ahead.
Never mind,
with
Lee.
With 13 games played, Carson Wentz put up 101.9 quarterback rating. And in 2017, with 16 games played, Tom Brady put up 102.8. So Wentz had 101.9. Brady just beat him 102.8.
Fact number two was you said two and a half games. That would have given him credit for 14 games.
Give me the other one, touchdowns and interceptions.
He only got credit for 13.
Give me that.
33 touchdowns for Wentz, and it is 32 for Tom Brady.
Okay.
So Wentz definitely would have outperformed
And how
Brady.
Many interceptions? Wentz had less interceptions, too, than Brady.
Brady had 8, and Wentz had 7.
See? I'm telling
yeah, but
you.
7 in fewer games. Per game, average, Wentz had more.
He had less.
You were just dropping all types of falsehoods.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
Two
or
three things I said.
You about the missing two and a half games. Because if he missed two and a half games, he would have played 14 instead of 13. You were wrong about the passer rating.
What, by
a
smidge?
You were wrong about the interceptions.
No, I wasn't wrong. I told you he had less. I was right.
Yeah, but he played fewer games.
Doesn't matter. And he had more touchdowns than Tom Brady, and he played fewer games.
You know he shouldn't have been the MVP.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is time, folks, for Celebrity Corner.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Rob, it's such a pleasure to have our next guest on the line. He's the none other than Arsenio Hall. You can follow him on Twitter at Arsenio Hall. And if you want to check out his latest stand-up comedy routine, you can get him at the Irvine Improv on October 26th and 27th. Arsenio, it's great to have you on the iCouple, man.
Yo, dog, this is an honor, and thanks for promoting that Irvine date. I'm glad you got people listening in Irvine.
Oh, there you go. And Arsenio.
Hey, I'm going to try to get out there, man.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd want to do.
Hey, Hey, anybody on Fox who loves sports with an attitude, you got to come see Stand Up with an Attitude. I ain't on TV. It's going to be real.
There you go. We love
it. All right. That sounds great, man. That sounds great. I think Rob and I both might get out there together.
That'd be cool. I ran into Rob, man. Rob is one of those guys where you see him on television with a lot of athletes, and he's always sitting, and you don't realize that Rob is a power forward. Well, maybe a three.
Maybe a small forward.
I was shocked at how tall he was. I didn't expect that. I was expecting like an Emmanuel Lewis journalist with attitude, you know?
Hey, I know. We ran into each other at Dodger Stadium opening day, and that's where we really want to start, Arsenio, is about your Dodgers, right, Chris?
Yeah, is this the year? I mean, we know it's been since 1988 that they won the title. Is this the year that they finally bring it home?
Yeah, obviously I have to be positive. I have to think positive, and I like our defense, you know, our defense a lot better than the Patriots defense. Defense is great. I just hope those bats can be consistent. We've made a lot of changes, and I'm ready for it. I love baseball, man, and I think we're going to do all right. I choose to live through what Yasiel Puig with goggles and beer on his head said.
Well, I was going to ask, did you like that? Because, you know, baseball is fickle. It's probably the hardest sport to be consistent in.
Come on, we know Arsenio loved that.
You loved it. You liked the guarantee? Because he might need his words.
You know, as a fan, we love stuff like that. I got a feeling if I was a player or if I was with management, I might say, just chill, dog. Just hold that, right. Hold that, you know? but as a fan, you want stuff like that. I mean, you and I, the three of us grew up watching people like Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
You know we love stuff like that.
Yep. No doubt about it. Now, how about this? Clayton Kershaw is going to start tonight in game two. And did the Dodgers diss him by not pitching him in game one? And are you still on... Like some fans, I hear some Dodger fans, they want him to come back. Others are like, well, they should cut bait with him. Is he still your guy? Is somebody you want to be the ace of the Dodger staff?
See, the problem with a guy like me is I know him, and he's a wonderful guy and a wonderful father and all that. I leave the other stuff to y'all because I don't want him mad at me. I have a hard time with sports when it comes to partying with people. You know, I'm the guy that's still sad that Chicago got rid of Jordan and he had to go play in Washington, you know, because the reality is the only element that's unbeaten in life is Father Time. And unfortunately, there are times when we have to make those decisions. I want to see Clayton pitch forever, but obviously statistically, you know, he's a different pitcher than he used to be. I'm happy they saved him, though. I like to save him. I hate to put him. I think, didn't we go with him the first game last year?
Yes.
Yeah, 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 last 5 years.
Right. Yeah. I like to save him. We can't, statistically, you are right. I can't argue with that. I'm happy, though. I never question our skipper. I'm happy with the way he's doing it because we're doing all right now. Save Clayton, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, especially if Clayton wins the game tonight and you're up 2-0 against the Braves, who look a little awestruck. You got to admit, they kind of look like they weren't ready for this.
I think he's going to be all right. I gave him some hemp jelly beans for his back. I think he's going to be all right.
Some magic jelly beans. There you go.
Now, Arsenio, you from Cleveland, of course. Would your dream scenario be Dodgers-Indians?
You know what? That would destroy me, man. You know, that's like having your current woman and your ex-girlfriend bump into each other at a Starbucks. I don't want that kind of problem in my soul. I don't want that to happen. I really don't.
Yeah, because then you'd have to pick, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. I live in L.A. I go to the Dodgers, but I'm from Cleveland. That would be great because Cleveland hasn't won a championship since Moby Dick was a guppy. I'm talking about baseball. You know what I mean? So you would be, like, kind of caught. But
Arsenio, Rob is an aspiring comedian.
Yes. Hey, Arsenio.
Yeah, if you need anybody to open up for you,
I'm telling
you,
man. I'm going to do one of those open mics. I want to do 5 minutes.
It's funny, Chris just busted him on that because I was sitting here. I wasn't going to say nothing, but I'm like, Rob stayed up last night writing guppy jokes? Damn, Rob, you talk about prep.
Yes.
Hey, Rob, by the way, this stuff is so corny, man.
It's crazy.
What'd you say?
Wait, but I gotta stop with on that challenge right there. If Rob ever wants to do 5 minutes of stand-up so that we can play on air, if he wants to do some stand-up with attitude for Sports with Attitude, I will take you to the club. I will introduce you.
I will walk you on and walk you off.
I think it would be the best radio in history for us to hear Rob's first 5 minutes in the middle of the day.
And you know what?
I'm going to tell you, Rob, this is your moment.
Arsenio, you got it. I've always wanted to do it, and I think I could do it, and I want to get up
there for five minutes. Listen, your fans, you know how your fans are. They're ferocious. They're not going to let you just make this a radio talk that goes into the ether. We got to do this, man. I want you to go up and do 5 minutes. I'll be right there. I'm going to let you write, though, because I heard the Guppy thing was that Guppy thing was Chappelle-esque. That Guppy joke. It was Chappelle-esque, dog.
Yeah, don't write his stuff for him, Arsenio.
No, I'll write my own. I'm ready to go, but that's nice. Arsenio, I'm going to take you up on that. I will.
Yes. I'm going to be there in the front row.
Heckling me.
Hey, you know, and I miss getting all my Cleveland stuff from Chris. You know, that's how I first became a fan, because you covered the Cavaliers so well.
I remember we used to see each other a lot back in the day and around NBA circles and all that. So let me ask you that. Now you've been in L.A. so long, maybe you just, like you said, you've moved on from Cleveland. But were you happy to see LeBron come to the Lakers, or did you want him to stay with the Cavs?
As Magic's friend and an L.A. resident, I was excited. I was ecstatic. I mean, I used to take my son on Christmas Day to watch the Cavs and the Lakers play, and now it's kind of surreal that this man is going to be wearing a Laker uniform. But at the same time, I got relatives in Cleveland. My auntie right now, what time is it? My auntie is crying right now still.
She's still crying.
Because LeBron left, I felt so. I went to work Cleveland. I did stand up at the Hard Rock in Cleveland. My aunt was so sad, and I knew she was going to be sad. As a matter of fact, I remember the night me and Draymond Green went out and put the N-word on LeBron's gate. maybe I shouldn't tell on myself. But, you know, Draymond didn't want him in the West, and I didn't want to see my auntie cry. But despite that, he came anyway.
He was dying to get to L.A.
All right, it's one thing to come. I still think that LeBron is out of the championship business, and he came here to be the next Meryl Streep. But will they win another championship? Will they actually win a championship in LeBron's 4 years here? That's my question.
Wow. The West is so strong right now. Give us a year to get it right. I say the Lakers win the whole chip next year.
Really?
Yeah, now I think they need some time, because we got you know, very, very young team out there, and LeBron is going to teach them well, and they got Magic Johnson standing in a suit around most of the time. I just think give us a year to get it right. You know, LeBron is brilliant. He's a brilliant man. I didn't think he was making the right choice when he didn't want Wiggins. I look in the past and realize that every time I've ever challenged him, I've been wrong. I think this man's going to come here, put it all together. They're going to have a really long practice session this season, and next year they're in the finals.
Speaking of, you mentioned we all know you've
been good friends with Magic Johnson for a long time. How nervous was he? I mean, he's obviously a cool customer, but was he nervous about getting LeBron? I know you probably had some inside info or whatever. Like, give us some of the insight into how Magic got LeBron and all that.
Well, first of all, one of the things I always tell people about my relationship with Magic, Magic will talk to a brick before he talks to me. I try to pick his brain because I want to know. And I say, yo, dog, I ain't never told nothing. I ain't going to tell. But he keeps a lot inside. I do know that he seemed very confident. I don't think he was ever worried. I think Magic is one of those guys, even as a basketball player, if you prepare right and you intellectualize a situation, you don't have to worry. And this man had done all the things you need to do as a businessman, including be outside LeBron's house at 8:58.
Right.
You know,
right.
He was sitting out there in the rolls waiting for the law to change. And And he handled it, and I don't think he was ever nervous because I think he has tremendous confidence. I think Magic has more confidence in himself as a businessman than he did as a big point guard.
Wow.
No doubt. Wow. The other thing is Lonzo Ball. Is LeBron being here, is that good for Lonzo? I mean, at one point Magic said he was the face of the franchise, and that changed very quickly to he's not going to be the starting point guard to start the season. And who knows how well, if Rondo plays well, will he ever get back in as a starting point guard? What do you see? What did you see from Lonzo last year? And what are your expectations? Have they been changed or altered at all?
I think the jury is still out on that young man. And I do believe that LeBron is a good evaluator of talent, and he'll know what to do once he gets, because, you know, preseason doesn't matter. You got to get him out there and battle test him in real times and see what's up. The only thing I know for sure, a lot less of his dad while LeBron's in town.
Yeah, that's one thing. Right. You're right about that.
Oh, yeah, because I think his dad knows LeBron ain't the one to mess with. You know, don't mess with the king. Don't mess with it. That the father has been busy since LeBron got off the plane.
Now wait a minute, Arsenio. I only recognize one king in this country, and that's Burger King. So stop with that.
You are hard. What's going to happen when you are walking down the hallway of Dodger Stadium and you run into LeBron instead of me?
I see, Rob, with these jokes, you got Arsenio questioning, rethinking whether or not he wants to bring you out there on the stage. But
I want to bring him out because if he's bad, we'll send the tape to LeBron.
Yes, there it is.
and by the way, if he's good, LeBron will have you in a sitcom behind the Connors in a month.
There you go.
Right.
I'll take
it. Well, that, I was going to ask you about that. Like, Rob thinks LeBron, he joked about it, he's come here to be Meryl Streep. Are you, as a Laker fan, do you like what he's doing, all this stuff in Hollywood? Are you kind of like, yo, dog, work on your jumper, you know, rather than being in all these movies and sitcoms and all that?
Well, you know what? He has a lot of great people around him. The one thing LeBron has that some entertainers need to learn from is have people you can delegate, have people that care as much as you, and have people that will work as hard as you. So when you leave and go get in that ice tank that he sits in, or when you leave and go shoot 1,000 free throws, your world is taken care of, and you don't have to think about it. It's like having a good babysitter. If you've got a good babysitter, you're not worried about whether your kids are drinking Drano. And he has good people handling his life and his business house while he's out working. So I don't worry about that. We've seen a lot of incredible athletes handle the world outside in their spare time. He's going to be fine with all that.
A Los Angeles athlete recently who was an aspiring comedian, and he was great in commercials, Blake Griffin. I don't know if you have had any much of a relationship with Blake, but did you ever see him do stand-up? Because I know he was doing some stand-up, and, you know, was he any good if you saw him?
You know, it's interesting. I tried. I went to the Improv on Melrose one night. And you know how that, you know, somebody can DM you these days and say, yo, Blake's going to do stand up. And I live so far away. When I got there, him and a Kardashian were leaving. I don't even know which one it was, like Scary Kardashian or Pepper Kardashian.
Right.
I don't know what,
right.
What he was leaving with one of the Kardashians, and I totally missed it. I don't know whether he went up or whether he chickened out, but I do know I saw him leave the Improv, and I'm going to take Rob out that same way.
Can't wait. Just cannot wait.
Arsenio,
man, it's
I'm
a pleasure,
be
man.
With you guys. We're going to go as a trio, and I can't wait. Rob will do great. I, for all my joking about him, he is kind of funny.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
We got to do it, and bring your cell phone, Chris, when we do it, because the video is going to be on you. We'll get the audio from the club. But we have to do this, man. I'm telling you. Don't make me come looking for y'all.
No, we will make it happen.
We're going to work it out.
Thanks for being on the show, too, bud.
All right, Arsenio. Thanks, man. Good luck to your Dodgers,
too. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right.
Yep,
stay well.
All right. That was Arsenio Hall. Man, Rob, hey, I got to give you credit. Because you could have easily, I'm just playing.
I'm ready.
You manned up, yeah.
I'm ready. I'm really ready to do it. I'm not even kidding you.
You need new jokes, though. Don't bring
I got some new stuff. I got material.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to just need enough for 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long time.
That's a long time. That stage can get awfully lonely, man.
I know.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Kyrie Irving, there's been rumors and rumblings for a while now, over a year, that Kyrie Irving could very well end up with the New York Knicks when he becomes a free agent next summer. But Kyrie kind of put that talk to rest. Do we have audio of Kyrie? Okay, here's what he said about his future in Boston.
It's quite important, and I appreciate that scout. I joined him, but I shared it with some of my teammates as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. If you guys will have me back, I plan on re-signing here next year. Obviously, you have different environments, but for me, it was like I'm happy here. Every single day is at a all-time competitive high. I mean, you know, what more can you ask for just from an organization, you know, taking a chance as well as getting me out of Cleveland and really taking a chance regardless of whether or not I was going to sign back or not. They had the same attitude. They just wanted to show me what, you know, being a Celtic was about, and I was going to come around, and I absolutely did.
Dang. Kyrie just said, get me out of Cleveland, like Cleveland was hell on earth.
He didn't want to be there, and you know that. He made it very clear.
He made it clear.
Yeah, and that he didn't want to be there and whatnot. And the other thing, too, is I'm just not so sure. I know it sounds like he's good to go or whatever, like he's going to stay there. But I don't believe it's a done deal because I think he said the right stuff, but there's a long way to go between here and there before he actually has to sign a deal.
Yeah, a lot can happen.
I'm just saying, right? You feel
I
that
tend
way?
To believe or you think, because he didn't have to say it. He didn't have to say anything about that.
Yeah, but I just think it's easier to play through it, and you don't have to. You put that out there. And there are no questions for the rest of the year. Do you see what I'm saying? Of them asking him the whole year, are you staying here? And he said, I plan.
Right.
Okay.
He left wiggle room.
He left wiggle room.
He didn't
room.
Say, I'm here to stay.
And I'm not going anywhere. Right. And I'm going to sign at the end of the year. You can bank on it. If he said that, I would be like, I don't know how I could go back on that. When he says, I plan on signing here, the plan could come undone.
Well, I think Kyrie was smart about this because I don't know that he can say, I'm not going anywhere, I'm staying in Boston. Because, look, he's their best player, and I'm sure the Boston front office wants to keep Kyrie Irving. However, let's see what happens this year. They did, after all, go to the Eastern Conference Finals without him last year. And what if he gets hurt? He's a guy that's been injury prone. Heck, that's why he wasn't playing in the playoffs last year.
Right.
And so what if he gets hurt again? They're not going to – if he gets hurt again and they have a nice run, they're probably not throwing the max money at him. And even if he doesn't get hurt, how far do they go? Do they go any further? If they don't win the East this year, when LeBron James is now in the Western Conference, that's going to be considered a failure. And remember, they already have – Al Horford's a max guy. Gordon Hayward's a max guy. Jason Tatum in a few years will be a max guy. Jaylen Brown could be a max guy or will be close. They have to figure out how do we, you know, you can't have that many max players. And so there's a lot on both sides that need to be figured out. And they proved last year they can be very good without Kyrie. So now I think they need to sit back and see how good we are with him. I was saying in the offseason, if I were them, I wouldn't have hesitated to trade Gordon Hayward. I would have tried to get Kawhi Leonard and maybe traded Gordon Hayward. That would have got rid of another max deal. I think Jason Tatum will be better than Hayward in short order, if not this year, then next year. So it's a lot that remains to be seen in Boston with Kyrie Irving.
See, that's what I think. And doesn't mean that he's fibbing or lying or anything. I'm not saying that, not at all. But if you're a Boston fan, you could just put it to rest for now. Do you know what I mean? And it's not the story all year. And you're right. A lot of things can happen which could easily change the scenario when the time really comes to making these deals. And what happens if, I don't know, what happens if Jimmy Butler calls him and says, dude, we can go to the Knicks. You know what I mean?
Or they had been talking about trying to play together.
Right. That's what
and
I'm saying.
And now there's a report in The Athletic that he and Anthony Davis have talked about playing together in Boston.
See?
Now, here's the problem there, though. The only way the Celtics can get Anthony Davis when he doesn't have to be a free agent, is they have to trade for him because they don't have the cap room to just sign him as a free agent. So that would mean trading some of their other top players. And Kyrie, one of the reasons he wanted out of Cleveland was because he was convinced, rightly or wrongly, that LeBron was looking at trading him. First it was Chris Paul, then it was Paul George, out of Cleveland for one of those two guys.
No, I know that's what I heard. I heard that. I'm sure, Chris, you heard of that too. And it bothered him. This was right after he helped LeBron win that championship.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So wouldn't that rub you the wrong way?
Oh, yeah. So what if a couple of these players are like, hold on, they can put two and two together. So he's talking about playing with Anthony Davis. Well, who's he want out? You know what I mean? It's just this is going to be an interesting season for the Celtics. Clearly, they're the Eastern Conference favorite. But we have not seen Brad Stevens have to deal with a team like this. He's always had the little engines that could. You know what I mean? Isaiah Thomas, bunch of role players. Last year they had the injuries. So he's overachieved. Now he's got egos to deal with. Kyrie's back. Gordon Hayward's an all-star. He's back. Jason Tatum's not going to be coming in like the little rookie who's just trying to prove he belongs. You know, he's thinking, I might be able to be an all-star this year. You know, Jaylen Brown's he's in his third year now. So he's going to have to bring all that together. It's going to be fun to watch in Boston.
877-99 on Fox. I don't know. Are you convinced all the way in, or Kyrie, or if you're a Celtics fan or a Kyrie fan, did you like to hear that? I mean, I don't know. Some fans probably, if you're a Knicks fan, you probably had your heart ripped out of your chest.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
A lot of them think they're getting him. They think Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, we're getting one of them.
Right.
Rob, I want to stick with Boston for a moment. I saw something interesting on the game telecast, the football game, the Patriots and the Colts last night. They put up a Mount Rushmore of Boston athletes, and they had Bobby Orr, the hockey, you know, Boston Bruins hockey player. Yeah. Ted Williams, of course. Yes, yep. Ted Williams, Boston Red Sox, Larry Bird, and Bill Russell of the Celtics. And then they etched in Tom Brady. So a Mount Rushmore only has four. They left it with five. So I want to ask you.
How incredible is that? He was on five Super Bowls and he's not on.
Well, they were saying he's on it. They just weren't saying which one's going to come off. So I want to ask you, maybe he's not on. What is your Boston Mount Rushmore of athletes?
I think the way that they originally had it for Boston.
Wait, what?
The way that they had it without Tom Brady.
There is no – come on, man. Come, Rob, you do not – as much as you dislike Tom Brady.
I don't dislike Tom Brady. I don't know him.
How in the world – this man has won five Super Bowls. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. How can you not have him on the Mount Rushmore of a city's Mount Rushmore.
But wait a minute. But go back to the players that they named. Ted Williams is regarded as one of the greatest hitters who ever played Major League Baseball. Yeah. You got me?
I love Ted Williams. He's not better than Tom Brady.
Stop it. What are you talking about?
Look, you gave the number out. This is what I want to hear. I want to hear this from the callers. 877-99 on Fox. You don't have to live in Boston to know their great sports history. Who is on your Boston Mount Rushmore of athletes? Four athletes, all the sports. All right, so go ahead. You really?
Give me. Rob. So who are you taking off of the original four?
Look, Now, I'm going to there's three.
So you're taking off Ted Williams.
Hold on, let me give you. There are three that are automatic. Tom Brady, Bill Russell, and Larry Bird. Those three, there's no discussion.
Maybe you got to take Larry Bird off of the list if you're going to put on Bill Russell. And there's there's no way you're going to have a Mount Rushmore and not have a Boston Red Sox and not have Ted Williams. I'm sorry, Chris.
Well, here's
I know he played before you were watching baseball.
You too.
No, but I'm just saying.
For me, all right, hold on. I didn't give you my four. So those are my three. For me personally, I would put Ted Williams on. And I say it because of this reason. I'm not much of a hockey fan.
No, Bobby Orr.
So for me, now, if I look at it objectively, forget what sports I like better than others, I would have to go, I think you'd have to put Orr on instead of Ted Williams. He won two Stanley Cups. He's regarded as a top five hockey player of all time. And Ted Williams, you're right, tremendous. And I don't blame you in baseball if you don't win a World Series, right?
No.
Barry Bonds never won one. I don't blame you.
That doesn't mean you're not a great player, right? You got to have pitching. You got to have all kinds of other stuff going your way.
But I have to nitpick in this instance. And I could see people saying Bobby Orr, Larry Bird, Bill Russell, Tom Brady. You make an interesting thing about Bird. But come on. Bird was just – he just resurrected the NBA along with Magic Johnson. It's tough, but
hey, Chris,
you can't leave. There's no way Rob Tom Brady's off.
All right, let's squeeze in one real quick. Scott in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Scott?
Yeah, guys. I mean, I know Bobby Orr is beloved in that city, but Bobby Orr to me has got to go. And actually, I mean, Russell, despite all the championship different era, it's hard for me not to think Brady would be number one what he's done.
Nah, well, Brady's not number one. Russell has 11 championships. Come on.
Yeah, there's no way Russell can't be off. I'm with you if you want to take Orr off. But look, I mean, in terms of hockey, hockey's not what baseball is. We get that. But in terms of hockey,
but you're talking about Boston, though. Boston is a hockey town.
Yep, I know.
Don't poo-poo Boston in the same thing.
Okay, then Williams, I mean – it's not his fault, but they never won a World Series. He only played in one.
No, I know.
It was a different era. You know, you had to, you know, it wasn't, they
back,
didn't have
back
the playoffs
then, there were
like
no
today.
Playoffs. There was no wild card. So either you won the division or you didn't. And that was
done.
It.
Right, right.
So that's unfair to make him, you know what I'm saying?
It's tough. That's a tough, but I'm telling you, Bird, Russell, and Brady, no-brainers in my book.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.